And I stood in front of a golden mountain, and next to me was an angel. So in that golden mountain, there was a door, and I asked the angel, am I allowed to enter in? And he said, yes. And I went into the treasure room, and in the treasure room, I saw there were so many treasures in the treasure room. But what I also saw is that these treasure rooms were guarded by demonic entities.
I have Hrvoje Serafina here from Germany. And Hrvoje, you went to my favorite country, Israel, and you go in the Garden Tomb, and you were praying about resurrection. Explain.
Yeah, I took a group of 70 people to Israel and Jerusalem just to experience, you know, the land, the Holy Land. And we went to the Garden Tomb because we prayed for the anointing of the resurrection power.
But then, guess what? He had a chance to use it.
The very next day, we didn't know, you know, what's going to happen. But from the Damascus Gate, halfway to the Via Dolorosa, we encountered, there was a group, so they opened up an aisle for us, and we passed the aisle, but then we were surprised. There was a man lying down on the street, and there was a Polish doctor, and I asked him, what's happened? And he said, he fell from the roof, and he died around 50 minutes ago. He said, no pulse, we are waiting for the ambulance.
Did you remember the prayer you prayed?
Oh, afterwards, actually, because we immediately started to do what we knew to do, is praying in tongues, in the spirit. So we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And suddenly, such a sweet smell arose, and I knew the Holy Spirit is going to do something. So we prayed for a couple of minutes, and suddenly a voice came out of this man, and he was like, but fell back again. And after a while, he did it another time, and at the third time, he woke up, rose, took his mobile, said to his friend, call my wife and say, everything is okay.
Your standard tour of Israel, raise the dead, blind see, deaf hear. Most people don't even know about redeeming your bloodline. What is it, and why is it so necessary?
No, redeeming your bloodline is about actually living in the natural, but we are already in the spiritual. Jesus did everything he could for us to live a supernatural life, a blessed life, a life full of peace, health, and everything. But actually, we don't see that every time. Actually, when I travel the world, I see so many people who believe in God, who really believe in God, but yet still struggle in life. And we see that even with David, where David said in Psalm 51, when he said, I was brought forth in iniquity, and my mother conceived me in sin, which means even though he believed in God, there were things in his life because of his ancestors, and he had to deal with that. And that's where he said, wash me, Lord, wash me.
Now, if David had problems because of his ancestors, what about us?
It seems like...
Look how many more ancestors we have.
That's right. So Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. And there is nothing he could add to that. It is finished. But Paul said, I am not perfected yet. Paul, the great apostle who followed Jesus with all his heart, he said, I'm not perfected yet, which means there are areas in our lives where we still, what Jesus did on the cross, have to apply in our own lives so that we can experience everything what he released on the cross. I've written this book, Redeeming Your Bloodline, actually in the German language first. So after I released
it was a bestseller in Germany.
Actually, yes, I was surprised how good it's going to sell because we didn't promote it. So the first week, a gentleman told me a story about his heart issue. And he was a Christian for many, many years. And he said he broke curses over his life. He prayed all the prayers he knew. And he said, you know, still heart issue, irregular heartbeat and all these things, which also his ancestors and his parents had suffered from. And he said, after he prayed through the prayers of my book, he immediately got healed and had no heart issues at all.
Give me another testimony.
I like the testimony of another gentleman who was in a severe accident where he severely damaged his head. And he fell into a coma. And the doctors, they already said, you know, we can't help him. So in desperation, his wife called the church where I serve as a senior pastor, and asked for help. So we told her, come in, we are gonna pray with you the way we pray. So we prayed, and we prayed through the bloodline of her life and also of his life. So the doctors, the doctors called her in and said, you have to say goodbye to your husband because there is nothing more we can do. After we prayed the prayers and redeemed and cleansed her bloodline, the very next day he started to recover. He woke up, and he's well and alive.
You talk about bloodline, you've mentioned it, bloodline prayer. What exactly is that?
Bloodline prayer, what we see in the Bible, when the Bible speaks about salvation, we actually see three tenses of salvation, which means there is a salvation in the past, salvation which is proceeding in the present, and a salvation which is in the future. So when we received Jesus into our heart, we got saved. Everything what he did belongs legally to us. Every blessing, health, peace, everything belongs to us. But that salvation in the past, which means our spirit got saved, and now eternity is secured for us. But concerning our soul, that's a proceeding redemption, a proceeding salvation where we got cleansed. Because, yes, we believe in Jesus, but yet still we sometimes get sick, still sometimes get angry, still sometimes have issues with forgiveness and bitterness, which means, hey, there is still work to do for us in the process of perfection.
Sometimes people still have addictions.
And people sometimes have addictions, which means that they try hard. They try to believe in God, but something is holding them back. Actually, Paul spoke about that in Romans 7, 19 to 20, where he said, I do things I don't want to do, and the things I do want to do, I don't. And he said, it's not me, it's the sin in me. Paul, who was saved, believed in Jesus, and yet he still said, there is still an effect of sin in my life.
This gets so wonderful that some of you have been saying, I have to live with it. No, you don't. You just have Amen. To have more knowledge.
Amen.
Now, the biggest issue in bloodline prayer, you call covenants.
Covenants are actually the biggest issue in bloodline prayer, because we have came to understanding that usually, like, iniquity and sin go to the third and fourth generation, what we see even in the Bible. But what we see with covenant is that covenants, and some of the covenants are even eternal. Because the Bible speaks about that Adam was created in the image and likeness of God. So that's an amazing thing. But the Bible also teaches us in Genesis 5 that Seth, which is next in line after Adam, was made in the image and likeness, not of God, but in the image and likeness of Adam, which means everything what Adam had went through, and the sins he passed on Seth, and he had to deal with that.
So you're saying that we could go all the way back with covenant to Adam's sin, and if there's some vestiges on us and we don't break them, What's the repercussion?
So actually what happened is that we are bound, we are limited. So it's not about salvation. It's about living the life Jesus proclaimed over us before we were born. So
it's not just theory.
Oh, no.
It's a fact.
It's a fact. It's a fact. And that's what we want to see. We want to be a living testimony for everything what Jesus has done on the cross. We want to see everything because it's too precious, the blood he has shed for us. So we want to live it out completely. That's what we want to see.
Okay. If I'm understanding, we are instantly saved, but we have to work our salvation through fear and trembling and break the generational bloodline curses Explain the difference between forgiveness and cleansing.
I think that's very important. We see in 1 John 1:9, where the Bible says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all righteousness. Even Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 33:8 says that God, I will cleanse you from your iniquity and I will forgive you your iniquity. So there is a difference between forgiveness and cleansing. Yes, when we receive Jesus into our hearts, we were forgiven. But we still need cleansing in a lot of areas of our lives. So what is cleansing? Cleansing means, sin means that we are pardoned of everything from the past, even unto Adam. But cleansing means every effect sin had on our life being taken away so we can live in freedom, health, and joy, and blessing.
What difference has it made in your life?
Absolutely a huge difference, because I love prayer. It's not that I pray every day my bloodline, but when I see that things which legally belong to us, what Jesus did on the cross, and I don't receive it through prayer, through intercession, I know there are things the enemy is holding against me before God, the righteous judge. So I know there is something in my bloodline. I know, because we have to understand there are three categories of sin. There is the Adamic sin, which is the original sin. There is personal sin we go through, but there is inherited sin from our forefathers, what the enemy uses against us, so we don't live in freedom and blessing. And that's what I feel when I know He is my provider, but something is not breaking through. I know there is something in my bloodline, and I go present my bloodline before God and say, God, through the blood of Jesus Christ, I pray not just for forgiveness, but for cleansing. And I see, even in my family, in the church, and everywhere I go, immediate answers.
I think it's amazing how immediate these answers are. Explain the main requirement for bloodline prayer.
The main requirement, I would say, is being in a covenant with God. So being in a covenant with God means I lay my life down for the purposes of the kingdom of God. I lay my life down for His name's sake. And He's my Lord, He's my King, He's my Savior, He's my everything. That's being in a covenant with God.
Why does the devil fight covenant so hard?
Because it's about authority. The covenant, if we are in a covenant with God, we are growing into authority. And the enemy is not that much afraid about the power which was given to us. He's afraid of the authority which is given to us and into which we grow into. Because when we have power, you know, we can guard ourselves from every effect He has on us. But if we have authority, we take the ground He has stolen from us, from the kingdom of God, and we take it back for the glory of Jesus.
I can't wait for you to share the time you were suddenly, instantly transported to heaven.
Actually, it was surprising for me too, because I was driving in my car and praying like I usually do, and suddenly we would call it second heaven. And I stood in front of a golden mountain, and next to me was an angel. So in that golden mountain, there was a door, and I asked the angel, am I allowed to enter in? And he said, yes. So I entered in, and I saw things around in this mountain, and then I saw a treasure room. And I went into the treasure room, and in the treasure room, I saw there were so many treasures in the treasure room. But what I also saw is that these treasure rooms were guarded by demonic entities. So they couldn't see me, but they could say something is different in the atmosphere because I was guarded. So I saw this treasure box, And I thought, I want to have this treasure box. So I asked the angel, can I have this treasure box? And he said, yes, you can, because that was stolen from your ancestors. And because you were made righteous, and because you have a testimony of sanctification, which means you are in a covenant with God, you are allowed to redeem that. So when I took the treasure box, I immediately wanted to give it to Jesus. And suddenly I was in the third heaven, how we would call it, and I laid it in front of Jesus' feet and suddenly was back. So when I came back, 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes later, somebody called me. And because in that time, I was a real estate agent in Germany. And somebody called me and said, hey, do you want to sell my house? I said, sure, because that's what I do. So I asked him, where is the house? So he said, it's in a city which is very close, around 20 miles from me. And he said, the area's name is Golden Mountain. And he said, the street is Golden Mill Street. So I said, for sure, I'm going to take that. In that time, it took like 9 to 12 months to sell a house or a property in Germany. I sold it the very next day.
Do you believe you could pray for our studio audience and our audience at home when we come back for them to recover any treasures stolen from their generation?
Absolutely.
Are you interested? I am. Be right back.
Call now and get Hervoya Saravina's brand new life-changing book, Redeeming Your Bloodline, and his anointed 15-session masterclass teaching on 4 audio CDs. This is an exclusive offer for our supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9651. Do you feel like your life is stuck in a vicious cycle? Have you been fervently praying for healing that has not yet manifested? Are you or members of your family caught in a generational pattern of sin? Through Hervoya Saravina's brand new life-changing book and his anointed 15-session audio CD masterclass teaching, you will discover how to pray prayers that break the legal claims and curses off your life and family. Step into the freedom and authority that the gospel makes available. Stop cyclical patterns of dysfunction in your family. Emerge into new areas of freedom and authority. Dissolve ancient spiritual covenants and claims that place obstacles to your receiving God's promises and blessings.
In Bloodline Prayer, we take it, we apply it in our lives, and start to live in the freedom what Jesus has done for us.
This revelatory teaching includes prayers that you can pronounce over yourself to spiritually cleanse your bloodline. There have been many testimonies as a result of this Redeeming the Bloodline teaching and prayers. A man who fell and was on the verge of death because of a head injury immediately came out of a coma and fully recovered with no brain damage. Another man who suffered with heart issues for years was immediately healed. A woman with chronic knee pain was completely healed. A man unemployed for many years was offered a leadership position in a well-known company. For decades, an elderly couple had major issues in their marriage. Their marriage was healed. Get ready to see cycles powerfully reversed and experience the full manifestation of Jesus' victory in your life.
By the time you finish this, you will be dangerous to the devil.
Don't miss out on getting Hervoya Saravina's brand new life-changing book, Redeeming Your Bloodline, and his anointed 15-session masterclass teaching on 4 audio CDs. This is an exclusive offer for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9651. Call, or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9651 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Okay. Give me an example of wrong covenants and how we dissolve them.
Yeah. Wrong covenants are examples. Like, you know, usually we know that if our ancestors worshipped other gods, that's a covenant. We know if there was adultery, if there was fornication.
Everyone that is Gentile knows that their ancestors worshipped other gods. And if you're Jewish, just read the Old Testament and you'll see how many times we went astray.
There you go. And we have to deal with these things. You know, don't be afraid like, oh, I have to deal with everything now, right now. No. walk with Jesus. Have fun with Jesus. And if you experience some boundaries, then you go and present your bloodline before God. So these things, how do we resolve things?
Yeah, how do you?
There is only one way. Because covenants usually are eternal. The only way is death.
I don't like that.
I think you do.
I know.
And that's why Jesus died. The Bible says, he who has died has been freed from sin. So that's,
I like that.
That's right. That's why the Bible says that we have been crucified with Christ, which means we are already dead. Jesus did it all. Now it's up to us to apply it, to live it, and be free of it.
Okay. I heard what happened to you in not a great real estate market in Germany, the treasures that were robbed from your ancestors. I have to believe everyone has ancestors that had treasures robbed. I want you to release from the treasure room in heaven what is rightfully ours.
Before I pray, I want us to lay down our lives and say, God, it doesn't matter how much you bless me, I want to serve you. I want to be faithful to you. I want to stay in the fear of God so that everything which comes into my hands, I use for kingdom purposes. I use according your will, Lord God. We present our lives and we present our bloodline before you, O Lord. And we ask you, Father God, forgive our forefathers for using money, for using, Father, wealth, for purposes to establish other covenants with other deities, using it for covenants which are not pleasing to you. We repent for all these things. Forgive us, O Lord, and we present you our bloodline. And Father God, as you have forgiven us, Father God, we say, please redeem us from these covenants. Cleanse us from every covenant. So in the name of Jesus, everyone who has laid down his life, everyone who has made Jesus the King and the Lord of his life, I break every curse in the name of Jesus, and I proclaim to the enemy, we are dead. So I proclaim and I declare for the enemy to release the treasures of heaven which were stolen from our ancestors, to release them right now in the name of Jesus. Release the properties, release the gold, release the silver, release the money, release it in Jesus' mighty name. It's not just in the area of finances and wealth, but these covenants are also resolved in areas of relationship, health, even relationship with the relationship between you and God, where you felt I believe in God, but I can't connect very much. Yes, he is my father, but I know there is more of that. Even these areas are resolved with redeeming your bloodline so that you can have not just a new relationship with God, but a deeper relationship with God, where faith rises in you, love rises in you, hope rises in you, trust rises in you. Every aspect of our lives and every area of our lives are attached to this redeeming your bloodline. And that's what God has for you. That's what Jesus did on the cross for you and for me. And that's what he wants us to experience and to live out in Jesus' name. And Father God, we say, Father, judge, Father, on our behalf, but not because of us, but because of your name's sake.
And God is saying, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it is by my spirit that prayer is being answered.
Amen.